Hello. Welcome back, people. Hello, Pazzo. Hello. So we're a bit late. We had a long day to go through Leipzig, but we had so many ideas with Bach. There's already online our Bach jam, but it hasn't been yet transcribed. So you can have f the fun we had at the Bach Museum in Leipzig. Then we were in the inner city, had Goethe, and we were at the Völkerschlachtdenkmal, it's a big monument commemorating the fight against Napoleon. Then we were at the place where Nietzsche is buried and his house. It was a really nice day. Then we drove through the countryside of Germany with Nazis all around, but that's another topic. So let's get to the state of Gopher, which is more nicer and a better thing. Actually, I had to restart the visitor thing for the presentation because it's hanging. And if there's anyone who has a slow connection, the synchronization doesn't work. So we keep to the old state, which is just output text. This is what the modem can do too. We have to solve this problem of animations in the future, not now. So first of all, the state of Gopher. So here you can see it. As you can see, in 2017, we started with recording this or documenting this. And we started with 133 Gopher servers. Then this increased slowly over time. And as you can see, look at the last page. 432 Gopher servers. Oh, congratulations. Yeah, we have the highest number we ever had. So 133 was like we began. This was like downturn, then it grew up, then it hold a bit, and now out of some reason people start to get set up Gopher servers. But we will discuss this how we can maybe increase this. Even if you look the Unix selectors, there's one. In 2021, there was like 6 million selectors. This was because there was some FTP server mirrored. Like, I think it was the kernel source thing. Of course, that's many million Unix selectors. But as you can see, it's growing. It's still steadily growing. I'm happy about it, really. And it's not an exponential growth, which is good. So let's see, long. It's growing steadily too. As you see, 270 links. Thank you very much, Pazzo, especially you. Thank you very much because you're keeping it up running. You're noticing people. You're asking people, oh, your Gopher server is offline. Please get it online again because your reference is very, very, very good. Thank you for doing this. If you want to help, of course, it's easy. Just check out the Gopher lawn. It's all self-documented. Just go down. And then go on the Gopher Lawn IRC channel. There you will see new entries, which is not that much, because you can add stuff too. And every Sunday there is a check what is online, what isn't online. It's not very hard to help us out to maintain it. The rest is just a Git workflow. Very easy to do. And this is better than having a search engine because now people in the web. Because of AI search, they want back the old indexed content, but it's gone. But we maintain it. So let's go. This is one reason why we have this good support. And so most of the stuff was done in Bitrise, like FFmpeg support. Thank you, Parasite. That is, of course, supported in MPV and everything that runs FFmpeg. And name me something that doesn't run FFmpeg at the moment. FFmpeg is the main tool. So when you have something using FFmpeg or in the background calling FFmpeg, you can use a URI to Gopher and Gopher-S. Same applies to curl, Gopher-S. It's supported, but there's one thing. When you use libcurl, you can select which kind of URIs are accepted or protocols. So here, the task would be for people supporting Gopher to just search for people using libcurl, It's easy to use, like in package management or whatever. And then look into the source code. And if they only use something like get, the HTTP get command, that can be easily done over Gopher. The only thing is we can't really do is post. But if you have something that just requests something over, then tell them, here's a patch. Also allow Gopher. It's nearly the same, just more better. And that's why, for example, PHP supports Gopher, but you need to have compiled it in. And if people remember, PHP has something like open some file, and there you can give a URI too. So you can use like Gopher as a backend for your website. And the only thing curl has a problem with is menu item support. For example, images have to be rewritten. It would be a simple patch, maybe once someone wants to do it. And of course, VLC does it. But here's one task, and it's even in the hackathons. How about some wget support? Well, and what else? What else tool you see? Do you see that needs scope? Of course, the browsers, but that is long gone. We've seen Firefox, Firefox people who may said that Gopher is too complex for us because we don't want to maintain it. We remove it completely. And Google, well, Google and Gopher, no. But for us, for local things. With these tools, we already have so much support. Of course, you can use dedicated tools to suck and so on. But these are basic infrastructure. So let's see. The Gopher specialist. We had this last year, but I'm doing this again. I'm not affiliated with this company, but I'm happy that someone is really using Gopher as the first interface to buy a product. And last year we mentioned that this first computer guy is selling some dedicated hardware for Plan 9. And now he's offering an e-paper terminal. Look at it. Go for firstcomputer.com and look at it. He has two versions of it. It's like an ETH terminal, and it's only running on ESP32. So, and it looks so futuristic. It looks like a Star Trek. Just get there. So as you see, this guy is really dedicated. We should support him. Maybe get something there. Of course, it's in America, in the USA, so we have the tariff problem. Let's see. But in the future, hopefully, it will be better. So, and this is a big one. You realize this is about the old computer challenge. And maybe that's also a reason why we have a Gopher growth. And my idea is we should support this, maybe integrate it into Gopher, a BitRageCon and something, because... look at the examples. The website, I don't know if it's working now. I'm trying, because this morning when I prepared this, it didn't work. But 2 days ago, it worked. Maybe someone like can find out the owner and then mail him. Yeah, it doesn't work. We would like to see it. And but before it crashed, I saw that the majority of entries this year were Gopher, not Gemini, not HTTP. It was Gopher. And here you can see, for example, Ant K, a good guy from our channels, who did his things. It's more in Spanish, but it's Emacs stuff he's hosting there. Well, I don't need it, but best Emacs commands in town. And then you have this guy down there, for example, who got old Triton computers to run again. I don't know what Triton computers are. They're really old. They have a specification. I'm not dedicated to them, but I'm happy that people dedicate themselves to such old hardware to get it run. For example, like the first computer guy, this is really small hardware and our stuff runs on it and he proves it. Maybe someone you will use this for something, I don't know. Okay, so this is something that I didn't change from your slide. We should support this because it's really fun. It's really fun to have this goal of using like just some time to reactivate old technology. And of course, Gopher is one. And as you can see, Ant K summarized it on BitRageN. A good thing on Gopher versus Gemini is backporting SSL for XP in 2000. It's a damn nightmare. Gemini built for older devices, my balls. the whole dedication of Gemini protocol to only use TLS, of course, gets you off old computers. And this is something we will address with our Zeet cluster thing, because this is also ESP32. We're matching doing SSL on this thing. So as we are approaching the AI age on Gopher, and we are even faster than the web because they are still thinking it's magic, for us it's science. So I asked our LLM about what are the benefits, what are the value of Gopher. So as you can already can see, it always outputs 9TUTF. So what are the benefits of using the Gopher protocol? And even AI knows the Gopher protocol, though lately overshadowed by the World Wide Web, offers several advantages that can be contribute to environmental sustainability and accessibility. Here's a summary of its key benefits. And environmental impact. Reduced data transfer. Gopher is text-based and requires, yeah, all these SSS somewhere, that's the arrow of the LLM, significantly less bandwidth compared to modern web protocols. This reduction in data transfer can lead to lower energies consumption, I don't know where that error comes from, and consequently reduced CO2 emissions from data centers. Of course, yeah, like we run this cluster on some microamps for ESP32, and it's 10 computers you can run stuff on. Just connect there. We have this news article, and in the Bitrise Hackathon Git repository under Zeet cluster, you find all the instructions how to connect. So simplicity. The protocol simplicity means it can be hosted on less powerful servers, which consume less energy and resources. Yeah, look at it. Zeet cluster. You can run Gopher on anything, and TCP/IP is now built into everything, even your watch. Even your vibrator, even your car, even your light bulb has TCP/IP in it. And of course, Gopher is simple. Integrating impaired users. Accessibility for impaired users. This is a big thing. For example, a European regulation for official sites has this big thing. And there's a new law now requiring to accept this. And this means in the next month, everything hosted in Europe or for European customers needs to comply. And this also means access for the blind, metadata, tags, everything needs to be maintained. And Gopher has one advantage. It's straightforward. Text-based interface. Gophers provide a straightforward text interface. It can be easier for users with visual impairments to navigate using screen readers. This contrasts with the often complex and visual-rich web pages that can be challenging for such users. So by using Gopher and Gopher content, you automatically comply with EU law. Perfect. Perfect. Low resource requirements. So Gopher clients can run on older hardware. Yeah, we've proven that. Suck and so on, and see low spec devices, making it accessible to users who may not have access to the latest technology. You see this discussion at the moment with Windows, people who run Windows 10 on some old laptop, and Microsoft, who are assholes and hate users, then say, no, you have to upgrade to Windows 11 and it requires this special chip and we don't support your old hardware. So we have like movement now with Mastodon and Fediverse to get people to Linux, and it's successful. And of course, Gopher is for even less resources, and it's an example for how to trim things down. So history, this is what we already talk about. It's education and historical value. It's preservation of digital heritage. Gopher can serve as a platform for archiving and preserving information in simple format, ensuring that valuable content remains accessible over time. Yeah, that's really important. Imagine all these library websites and so on changing their API over time. We had this too often in the last 20 years. But Gopher, it didn't change from the beginning. And this is news. Today I talked to Samod. He's in San Francisco. And he is doing something really impressive. He got out in the last month and had interviews with the creators of the Gopher protocol, Cory Doctorow, and some small network, small net people. And on Saturday, he wants to present us the current state, get us active, because it will be a long thing. It needs to be edited. He's doing it in the hobby side. But this will be really valuable current documentation from those people who did it to work on history to preserve this. And we will, of course, at Bitrise, serve all of this over Gopher. And then, of course, for historical educational reasons, see the old computer challenge above. This is a one way how to get people easy, accessible, because everyone can do it. It's not like you have to buy a big premium ticket or something. You don't have to have a big car to be a part of the club or need to know golf or whatever. It's not needed. So minimalist design. Focus on content. The Gopher protocol emphasizes content over design. Yeah. Which can lead to a more focused and less distracting user experience. Yes. Except maybe big ASCII art or whatever, but it can be easily stripped. This can be particularly beneficial for educational purposes or for users seeking specific information. Yeah. See the Gopher LAN, for example. Nice. Except for the graphics, but Conclusion. Conclusion. In summary, adopting the Gopher protocol can contribute to environmental sustainability by reducing energy consumption and CO2 emissions, while also providing a more accessible and user-friendly interface for individuals with impairments. Perfect. Perfect. Thank you, AI. Thank you for helping us. But even the global brain knowledge trained by Facebook with huge CO2 mass, they can help us. So let's see, go further. Okay. We will have a GeoMedia release for today, as I promised. I've been working on this. Then there are some changes to listen carefully for people running GeoMedia. Actually, you, as always, it's easy to fix. You will find out why. But so you listen because you got used to stable software. Everything just runs. I don't need to care. This is how software should be made, not like SAP or other crap. And here's the release. So the number will be 0.99. I don't want to go for one because there's still one feature I want to implement. I'm glad to announce that after years of preparation, bug fixing, a major new GeoMedia release is coming out. So please read the man page. It has changed. There's much changes, and I will tell you where. And there can be incompatibilities, including CTIA handling. If you depended on one certain handling of traverse paths, please see the CTIA. But why did I do this? Because there was Christopher Williams, nice guy, coming up with, oh, I looked at all of these GeoMedias, Gopher servers, and then I compared the CTIA variables. And then this came up. We looked at the RFC, and I tried to have in GeoMedia like as close as possible for Gopher to be implemented CGI and all the extra variables implemented in the biggest Gopher servers we have around, Gophernicus and so on. And of but there's one small hand change in handling. And then of course we for fun stuff because this is all serious. AutoHell is now supported. Just run the AutoHell script. Yeah, it's other name for AutoConf. Then someone sent in the better RCD script in case someone's maintaining the FreeBSD package or GeoMedia. We solved this C10K problem, which was very easy because we have help from the Linux kernel. Actually, I don't know about our other system. That's the main testing thing, but it's standard socket stuff. Then traverse mode is now fixed. So if you depend on funny handling with magic path handling in GeoMedia, check your scripts. Okay, it's fixed now as it's supposed to be because there were some bugs. Hopefully you didn't depend on them, but this is the way it should be. Then the Geomedi 8 man page has been fixed for modern trough size. Thank you, Zeniha. Some help for better installation in different software has been added. So if you have problems, look at the make file. There are comments to find certain include files. Then there was a HU fix, bug fixed. So every redirect should work. Thank you to everyone who contributed. I hope I added everyone who contributed to the authors file. If you're missing something, please tell me. Okay, please tell me. So, thanks for listening. Just some extra comments. We came back. We had, of course, some Bach things to do. And we will use that for hackathons. But today's goal is to get the seed cluster more running because this is called hacking. The sec then we have some hackathon topics. SAC hacking, actually, you Bob already fixed this. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But the patch is pending because I don't know what Quink is doing. Maybe he's at the Madeira Beach having warm lull problems. Then we have the Fediverse thing, which is to. Actually, it's not that hard, but I didn't have to find. Maybe someone's motivated to have some RSS to Outbox, and then we can give people the URL because Outbox is like an RSS format, but this is then used for connecting in Fediverse, ActivityPub, MediaWiki would be good. Someone grabbing the Gophopedia content and make it a common thing we can deploy with other MediaWikis so easily. Everyone running some MediaWiki can easily get on GophoSpace. The same what we had like with Pleroma, where we had many new servers just because they activated Gopher output for their ready Fediverse version. And of course the LAN. Just look at the hackathon. There's a funny thing to support some file formats, and of course the embedded Gopher stuff. So thank you very much, everyone. As always, we will go back to the IRC stuff, hacking. And another phone for Joshua, because we had been entered Napoleon defeating. We now have a small Napoleon smoking Napoleon, and he likes it. So thank you very much. More news tomorrow. Have a nice evening. Hacking people online, fun with our new GPU server. Thank you very much.
Hey everyone, we are live from my backyard where I am smoking these meat like a brisket. I'm making meats now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meat? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give me the sock, give me the sock. C-U-C-C sock. Say my name, baby. Give me the sock, give me the sock. C-U-C-C sock. Smoking meat, hello to you. Thanks for hanging out with me in my backyard while I'm smoking these meats too. The thing about smoking meat is it takes a long time sitting around with my Wi-Fi. I like racing. Grilling meats, racing cars are two of the most fun things that you can do. Manual transmission, I enjoy that. Do I hunt? Yeah, smoking these meats.
Mr. Zuckerberg. Mr. Zuckerberg.
Zuck. Oh no, it seems I was daydreaming again.
I just want to make clear that you have had subpoenas. Is that correct?
Mr. Zuckerberg, what is Facebook doing to prevent foreign actors from interfering in U.S. elections?
We are smoking these meats, meat like a brisket. I'm making meats now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meat? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give me the sock, give me the sock. C-U-C-C-Sock. Say my name, baby. Give me the sock, give me the sock. C-U-C-C-Sock. Smoke meat, smoke lemon chicken. Smoke salmon, you'll love it. Bison sirloin, ribs and sausage. We got some more of it. Pork ribs. We got a brisket.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to miss it. We have just applied the sweet baby rays. I want my baby back ribs. You know, it's a weekend, man. Break out the purple shirt. I wear the gray shirt to work. While I was smoking meats earlier in the day, I started a triathlon. Swam about a mile. It's a long way. Biked about 20 miles. And then had to go deal with something, so I had to abort. Smoking this meat.
Senor Zuckerberg. Senor Zuckerberg.
Mr. Zuckerberg.
Oh no. Once again, thoughts of smoked meats have caused me to drift into a land of imagination.
In fact, a genius who created a digital monster that is destroying our democracies and our societies.
Oh no.
That's a question that you have to put yourself for yourself. And you have to ask yourself how you will be remembered.
For smoking this meat, meat like a brisket. I'm making meat now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meat? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, smoking this meat, meat like a brisket. I'm making meat now. Someone asked me, do I smoke meat? That's gonna be delicious. Yeah, if I smoke meat, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Give me the Zuck, give me the Zuck. Zuck, say my name, baby. Give me the Zuck, give me the Zuck. Zuck, smoking meat, baby. Give me the Zuck, give me the Zuck. Zuck, say my name, baby. Give me the Zuck, give me the Zuck. Zuck, smoking meat, baby.
Smoke, yo ho.
Here you can get the song. So while you're smoking meat, you can sing along.
Have a
hey everyone. We are live.